Servant Song. It's been 5 years since I was diagnosed with breast cancer, and I'm thankful to report I now have a clean bill of health. My life has been forever changed. I've realized how fragile my life is, and my next breath may be my last. I recently participated in a study at my church called Living Fully, Dying Well, based upon a book by Reuben Job. Reverend Job is a retired United Methodist bishop and observes that people die just about the same way that they live. Those who are at peace with God and seek to live in harmony with Him die at peace with God and in harmony with Him too. They are the persons who have realized that they have never lived outside of God's loving presence, even though they may have often forgotten that they were in God's presence. Therefore, the very young and very old, held in the strong arms of God, find life good and fulfilling. Contentment, peace, joy, and hope blossom and bear the fruit of confidence, assurance, trust, and service to the world. And that is a life fully lived. I've just completed the details for my funeral. Not that I'm planning on dying anytime soon, but God may have a different plan. I grew up singing a hymn, the Servant Song, and I've requested it be sung at my funeral. I hope it is a fitting tribute to my life. I pray that you and I will understand that to live life fully, we must be servants to each other, just as Christ is to us. Blessings, Agatha. The Servant Song by Richard Gillard. Will you let me be your servant? Let me be as Christ to you. Pray that I might have the grace to let you be my servant too. We are pilgrims on a journey. We are brothers on the road. We are here to help each other walk the mile and bear the load. I will hold the Christ light for you in the night time of your fear. I will hold my hand out to you. Speak the peace you long to hear. I will weep when you are weeping. When you laugh, I'll laugh with you. I will share your joy and sorrow till we've seen this journey through. When we sing to God in heaven, we shall find such harmony. Born of all we've known together, of Christ's love and agony.